Good evening. Welcome to the United Pentecostal Church of Paris, this pre-eclipse service, a special pre-eclipse service. It's neat looking at it, you know, everything. A lot of people are moving around Airbnbs and everything, trying to get it lined up so they can see it. If the people that didn't drive to Texas or anywhere in that line, the eclipse still happens. They just don't get to see it. And I was kind of thinking about that because I heard a statement recently. They were saying, if you move, God will move. And I thought, I was like, well, yeah. I said, but even if I don't move, God's going to move. I just won't be able to see it. And so I realized that God is a healer. I realized that God gives joy, that God is able to give these blessings. But if I don't align myself to be in position to receive it, His blessings are going to pour out. His Spirit is going to be there. His miraculous power is going to take place. But am I going to be the one that is present to experience it? So there's all these people moving to get a catch of this eclipse. What are we going to do to get in line with the God that is going to move? He's moving tonight. He's going to pour out tonight. He's going to bless somebody tonight. I might as well get lined up. I might as well get into His presence. So before this service starts, we can begin to stand up and enter His courts with praise this morning, this evening. Say, Father, You are able to do great things. And God, I want to see it in my life. So I give You glory, I give You honor, I give You praise, because You are worthy of it all. In Jesus' name.
Nothing can compare. Your eyes.
Right now we're going to take our prayer requests. We have Chris Ferris, Lynn Iyer, Sister Formby, Lori Walkers, Prissy Clark, Brother and Sister Clark, Danny Bramlett, James Finch's family, Mia Bell Bratcher, Charlotte Murray, Geraldine Osmus, and Jeff Duncan. If you have any need in your body that you just feel you need some strength from your brothers, your sisters, or the ministers around you, I encourage you to step forward in faith that you will be prayed with and for, anointed with oil, and believing that God is going to move in your life, in your situation. So, Father, thank you for every miracle that I have read about, every miracle I have experienced and seen. And God, what I know that you have done once, that you can do again. I know that what you have done for me, you can do for somebody else. So Lord, I pray that you move today. Let us step out in faith.
Lord, we are you.
In this place. Pray that you continue to minister to us and through us. Bless what's given and bless the giver, and anoint and ordain the rest of this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I've got so much to I give you praise.
bless you as you're seated. You probably have figured it out, but this is a great night for heaven. God is looking down with his angels, with his word, the spiritual magnifying glass. God is watching for a place. The Bible said he looks for a place to show himself strong. And when he found out that we were going to open the door for his healing, his wisdom, his angels, he started getting ready. He's already been ready, but he is coming tonight to do things that need to be done in the life of all of us. I am going to share several things quickly. I counted personally in the Bible today 760 times the two words I am. To me, that was astonishing and beautiful. But the names or the titles have been given to God, the one who has abolished death, 2 Timothy 1 and 10. The God who has sealed us, that is for 2 Corinthians 1 and 22. He set his seal of ownership on us. He put his seal on us to let people know, to let the angels know, and to give us a sense of solidarity. He ascended up into heaven. It appears in Proverbs 30 and 4. He has bound the waters in a garment. That appears in that same proverb. He called you into his kingdom and glory. That appears in 1 Thessalonians 2 and 12. He who established all the ends of the earth appears in Proverbs 30 and 4. He who gathered the wind in his fist appears in that same proverb. He who has given us or me counsel, Psalm 16 and 7. He who has given the earnest of the Spirit into our hearts, 2 Corinthians 1 and 22. He who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, Revelation 2 and 18. He who has redeemed our soul out of all adversity, 2 Samuel 4 and 9. He who has redeemed us from our enemies, Psalms 136 and 24. He who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, 2 Timothy 1 and 9. He who has done great things appears in Psalm 71 and 19. He who has set the glory above the heavens appears in Psalms 8 and 1. He who heals all thy diseases appears in Psalms 103 and 3. He who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth, who is above all and through all, appears at the church of Ephesus 4 and 6. He who is blessed forever appears in Romans 1, 25 and chapter 9, verse 5. He who is over all and in you all is referred to in Romans 9 and 5. He who is rich in mercy appears in Ephesians 2 and 4. He who is worthy to be praised appears in 2 Samuel 22 and 4, Psalms 18 and 3. He who keepeth covenant and mercy is in 1 Kings 8 and 23 and Nehemiah 9 and 32. He who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. Psalms 104 and 5. He who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters. Psalms 104 and 3. He who liveth forever and ever and ever. Appears in Daniel 4 and 34, Revelation 4 and 9, Revelation 10 and 6, Revelation 15 and 7. He who loved me gave himself for me. Does anybody want to say hallelujah to that? He, hallelujah, appears in Galatians 2 and 20. He who maketh the clouds his chariot. He rides upon the circle of the earth in the clouds. Psalms 104 and 3. He who maketh his angels spirits, ministering spirits, sent forth by his ministers also a flaming fire. Psalms 104 and 4 again. Hebrews 1 and 7. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here. Who only does wondrous things appears in Psalms 12 and 18. He who only hath immortality appears in 1 Timothy 6:16, 1 Timothy 6:16. Even in the New King James Version, it's the same. He alone has immortality and has given us that same a quickening spirit who gives us life to all things. Ladies and gentlemen, God is in the house. Who quickens the dead, who also gives us the physical and the spiritual healings. Romans 4 and 17, John 5 and 21. He who redeems life from destruction, even from a sin, he is quick to forgive. And Psalms 103 and 4, Psalms 103 and 4 in the NASB also. Who redeemed us or remembered us in our low estate? Anybody remember being in spiritual poverty? Anybody remember working and walking in sin? And he came and said, come unto me, and I will take your yoke upon me and your sins. I will remit. He who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. He who is worthy to be praised. 2 Samuel 22 and 4. Psalms 18 and 3. He who keeps covenant and mercy. And appears in 1 Kings 8 and 23. He who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. He is quick to forgive. His mercy endureth to all generations. Ladies and gentlemen, he does wondrous things. Tomorrow, he's going to show off. He is God Almighty. I'm telling you, you are sitting in the presence of the greatest phenomenon in the entire creation, and that is the King is in the house. I said the King is in the house. That means all authority, all power, all wisdom, all knowledge is anchored in this place tonight. He is still the Rock of Ages. He is still the bright and morning star. He is still the glory of the whole earth. There is none like him, and there's none beside him. He alone is God, and that's why we praise him, and we get baptized in his name, and we walk in his spirit, because there's no other God. His name is wonderful. He is wonderful as a counselor. He is wonderful as the word. He is wonderful as life itself. He shall establish you and keep you from evil. In Christ we find a refuge. He stretches out the heavens like a curtain. He takes vengeance on your enemy. He walks upon the wings of the wind. He will deliver you from all of your sins, even offenses. He is faithful to us, and He is our God. I wanted to share those things with you before we have a healing line, not just a healing of the physical body. We want a healing in our life that will cause us to have the strength that we need to save our city. He is a Savior, and if He is who He says He is, and He is in us, it is our option to save this city. We're not going to do it tonight. We do it just like He got you. He called you, He waited on you, and He took time, and then He is working with us still. Awesome. I want my daughter to come up here real quick, Kyron. You don't have to come all the way up, but we have had a special healing today, and I want her to testify about it.
Well, this morning when I woke up, I could barely move, barely walk. When I got up, my back was just like it had about gone completely out overnight. And you can ask Darren, I was in a pitiful state. So anyhow, but I could barely walk this morning. I got prayed for this morning. And anyhow, about 3:30 today, that completely lit up, and I am 100%. And so, anyhow, I just thank God for it, you know. And I went with Darren on a little job that he had to go to this afternoon because I felt like I just needed to try to move a little more because I felt like it was just going to be worse the more I sat. And while I was next door to where he was working, I went in a place and got a coffee. And this lady I was talking to, she said, you know, I mentioned that my back, you know, was having issues with my back that day. And she said, oh, yeah, my husband, he just had that happen, you know, had to go to the doctor and went in through, you know, how he had to get steroids and a medicine and things called in. And so I just thank God that he touched me. I didn't have to do that. I didn't take one ibuprofen today. It was 100% him, and I thank him for it.
Awesome, awesome. And so I'd like for all the ministers to come to the front. And your need doesn't have to be a healing for your body. It may be an appetite for helping save a neighbor. You may be coming through this line tonight as a person that has a need for a spirit of travail. Maybe you want to travail, because here's the Bible says, when Zion travails, sons and daughters are born. And maybe you're looking for that opportunity to save somebody in your world. Maybe a neighbor, maybe a person that calls you regularly on the phone or whatever. And there is a spirit of boldness that has to take place. And those of you that have broken hearts, those of you that have situations on your job, I want you to come through this prayer line tonight. The mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. And so we're going to have at least three up here that witness. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And that we are going to pronounce in this place tonight the sovereignty of all that I have already promoted for you about His deity. And that there are 750 of those things that, just like what I shared with you in just a few moments, you can get them out of that book or out of the looking into the credentials of the Word of God. It is phenomenal how vast God is as an assignment to His own virtues. It is phenomenal, and I'll be glad to share some of those things with you. because it's just amazing. If you need them for your portfolio so that you can have a foundation that standeth sure, we shouldn't have to do all of that. We know he got out of the grave. We know he's coming back again. That ought to be foundation enough. But in order to help get some people, we want to help have a wisdom and a knowledge that can create hunger. So tonight, y'all go ahead and sing. These men are going to line up so that you can walk between us, and there'll be two or three on either side. If you just have a neighbor that needs you to be strong, needs wisdom, you feel free to come through this line tonight, because we are going to pray the wisdom of God. Brother Stephen, just get on the opposite side so they can walk through us. And if you will, just come around this way. Yeah, that's it. That's good. Okay. And all over the building, let's just go ahead and be praying, worshiping God.
Jesus. Thank you.
walls of Jericho, and we have marched around all the kind of things that try to prohibit the kingdom. But one of the final things, shout unto the Lord. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to raise this roof with shouting for about 30 to 45 seconds. Just shout aloud. Shout with a loud voice, the Bible said. Shout with the voice of triumph. Father.
Right to play.
there's anybody that has somebody in your family, these have been up here and they have had the anointing of the Spirit of this service attached to them. So if you would like to take one to somebody, we've got them right here for you. And if you want to keep one in your house, I will never forget some of my friends that were older than me that went around and they just anointed the windows. They put things like that in their home to let the enemy know, we got the blood, we got the anointing, and we believe that Jesus is greater than the weapons of the world. So if you want one, please feel free to come get that. God bless you. Thank you so much for making this one of the greatest evenings ever.